This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
The home of Brooklyn Nets basketball is WFAN. The Nets are in the Big Easy to take on the Pelicans. 7:50 tonight.
It's good for KD.
The Fan on 101.9 FM and the...
What the hell is this? I blame Tommy. Probably Tommy's fault.
Good morning, campers.
Alan, Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't sub.
Well, hello there. Good morning. Welcome to the warm-up show. I had no idea that NBA Nets season was still going on, but evidently we just ran a promo.
Somewhere in Westchester, Evan Roberts in the middle of the night is getting moist.
Yeah. I'm going to give Craig Carton a heads up on that and say, I don't know what your boy Tommy did at the end of his show here, but it's
sent us back in time.
Definitely screwed us up. Good morning, CeeLo. How are you?
I'm great, Al. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Middle school hero, you?
Oh, yeah. I went and talked to Colonia Middle School yesterday.
How'd that go?
Very odd. Not well.
Now, I missed this during the show. This was supposed to be a surprise, but then the cat was out of the bag. Is that correct?
Yeah, I don't know what it was exactly. I mean, I went to my old middle school. I talked to some students about what I don't know. The thing I like about the radio is you talk into a vast wasteland. You have no idea if anyone's paying attention, if anyone's looking. When you're in front of actual human beings looking at you, it is very intimidating.
Or they're not looking at you.
Or they're
looking
not looking
anywhere
at you.
But you. Or their eyes are closed. Or they're looking at their phones.
You teach some courses sometimes. It's very tough.
I'll tell you, it can be a humbling experience very quickly.
Very humbling experience. Yeah. I did that yesterday, and Jerry accompanied me, and Mr. Eddie Scazzeri accompanied me.
Yeah.
They fed us, which was nice. They gave us some lunch.
At least you had some pals with you, a little support.
They had my 1982 and 1983 middle school yearbooks out, which was pretty cool. By the way, both years I wore a Dallas Cowboy-related shirt.
Sure.
I remember I purposely would wear my cowboy gear when it was picture day.
Yes,
you know
I did this. I had
the same thing, right?
I believe I had a Tiki Barber jersey on in one of my middle school yearbook pictures.
That is some wild stuff.
Weird, wild stuff.
Yeah, I think it's cool. It's cool to look to like what kids wore for photo day because it was either like what team you were representing or what band you were representing.
You guys eat lunch.
Did you wear a Lynyrd Skynyrd concert shirt? Did you wear a Rush shirt? Did you wear, as I did in one of my grades, an Ozzy Osbourne t-shirt? So it was pretty cool. Pretty cool to be back there.
Now, where'd you go to high school?
Colonia High School
did?
As
okay.
well, yeah.
Right.
That was Colonia Middle School.
Passed right by there on the way to work this morning, right on the par off the parkway.
Oh, yeah, Colonia High School?
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, it's quite the, they have a huge, you know, the thing that kind of stinks, though? Eric LeGrand went there, too, so it's like we were fighting for a celebrity.
That doesn't stink.
Well,
that's
I'm
a
just
good
saying.
Thing.
It's good to be the only famous person.
Wow.
Like Eric LeGrand went there now, too. Now I'm splitting my celebrity
high school status.
It's
you and Eric LeGrand?
It's me and Eric LeGrand.
Wow. All these years, you would
That's
think
right.
somewhere along the way.
No.
Be somebody else.
Nope. Just
nope.
me and Eric LeGrand.
Right. Well,
two people who inspire others. Me
that's,
and Eric.
That's right.
We're both
in different
inspiring
ways, of
in
course,
very different ways,
yeah,
yes. But we both aim to just inspire others and make lives happier.
Yes.
That's
well, I'm glad you're able to do that for those young children, young adults.
Yes.
We'll go with that. Not children, young adults yesterday.
I put on this Mets game yesterday. Remember, CeeLo, I was here. I was saying I wanted a Pete Alonso, Dave Kingman-esque, let's put one out on the street.
You did. You said a lot of stuff yesterday. You
I talked
wanted
a lot
that.
Of trash.
You know, it's going to be a big winning night for both teams.
Yep.
You got Senga going and Cole going. So you're going to have to, I think you're going to have to send Aaron Judge a little gift basket or something today. Because if not for him, it would have been an 0-for-2 night.
Well, first of all, I don't know why Kodai Senga didn't pitch, but he's pitching tonight now.
Yeah, they pushed him back.
You got to push back.
Well, these Japanese guys come over and they're used to not the five-man, five-day rotation.
What do they get?
Usually it's like once a week.
Oh, really?
So I think by pushing him back, it then allows them to basically give him his usual amount of rest. So he isn't quite adapted to that yet.
Well, I know Tyler McGill stunk it up yesterday. Yeah. What did he give up? 6 runs total, but four of them earned?
I would imagine that was something we didn't find out about it, obviously, until yesterday. I'm assuming he knew about it before
Tyler
yesterday.
McGill?
Yeah, because they had the day off, so it's not like he pitched on short rest or anything like that. They had the day off Monday.
It'd be great if he was just like in his locker room and it was like, 7:30. They're like, oh, by the way, you're pitching tonight.
Yeah, right.
What?
Why aren't you out there warming up? And watch out for the birds while you're warming up too, will you?
I ate candy all day long today.
Yeah.
I am not prepared to pitch. But so I was hoping for a big Pete Alonso home run onto the streets.
Close.
Now, Pete did hit a home run, but I don't know when this happened. They added more seats out there in Chicago.
Well, he also.
And thus, the rafters are. The stands go higher than when I last looked in 1988. That was much shorter, many less seats out there in left field.
It was also, but it wasn't dead. It was more so, did you spill some coffee?
A little
there?
Bit.
It was more so left center field, just off of like the center field. It wasn't,
no,
the straight.
No, Pete, yeah. But I'm saying, even before he hit the home run, as I'm eyeballing
just
this ballpark.
Just in general, looking at the layout.
Yes.
I gotcha.
My ball in this ballpark. I said, when are they at all these seats out here in left field?
Yeah.
It's going to stop some balls from going out on the street.
Well, the ball he did hit out traveled about 435 feet.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
He crushed it. So I almost had, I had a Pete Alonso home run. It was not on the street, and the Mets did not win. We did get an Aaron Judge home run, and the Yankees did win. So I feel like I was at half and half.
Cole wasn't great. Judge bailed you out.
Gerrit Cole was not great.
The old hanging 0-2 splitter from the Orioles closer.
Yeah, I did see that you were mentioning that was a very poor 0-2 pitch to pitch to Aaron Judge.
You might as well have just walked it up there for him or put it on a tee. I, of course, had one Yankee angry. He goes, you're so negative. That's your only takeaway from this. I'm just like, it's one observation. He hit the ball over the fence.
I always thought a 1-2 pitch, you put that right in the dirt.
This was an 0-2 pitch.
I mean, an 0-2 pitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Like an 0-2 pitch.
Well,
you
that's
just
normally where the 0-2 splitter is supposed to be located. So that's what made it a poor pitch.
Just throw that 0-2 pitch right in the dirt and hope the dude goes swinging at it he's nervous.
Start at the knees.
Yeah.
Drop it right down.
I might even just roll one to home plate if I was a pitcher and I had an 0-2 pitch on Aaron Judge.
Bounce one up there.
Yeah, just bounce
some guys,
one up there.
I think Ichiro did it. Vlad Guerrero Sr., I believe, did it.
Or at least, give me a high and tight something, not right down the middle of the plate.
I think Vlad Guerrero might have homered off a pitch that bounced, if I recall correctly.
You know what? Now that you are mentioning this, I do recall something. It was like cricket.
Yeah.
Like in cricket, you hit the ball off of a bounce.
Yes. And he was a guy that would basically swing at anything, but had outstanding play coverage, or in this case, ground coverage.
When I used to take the train out of Metro Park train station in New Jersey,
When did you do that? Where?
To go to WNEW and K-Rock. And
not working.
No,
with
so
fans.
16 years ago.
Got it.
And I would take the Metro Park train. There's a large Indian population in Metro Park area.
I often take the train for Metro Park, so I know what you're speaking of, yes.
So they used to have cool advertisements for these satellite packages for entertainment specifically aimed at Indian people living in America.
Okay.
And they used to have all this cricket stuff. And I thought, what? I should start a cricket league here.
Yeah.
I've got a built-in audience.
There probably is one, I'm sure.
And then I did nothing about it.
Of course not. No. Too much work.
I had an idea many years ago, which I also never did, which was, again, I grew up in Colonia, Iselin, Edison, large Indian population.
Yeah, right in that Metro Park wheelhouse there.
Yeah. So I had thought way back then, this was before even Blockbuster was a thing. If I open up a store and I get all my videos from India and then I rent them to people living here that don't have access to that, what a great idea that would be.
And you didn't follow through on that one.
For years I did nothing, and then one opened and I was like, they stole my idea.
How would you have gone about getting
that? I don't know. See, that's the thing. Now there's the internet.
These were VHS.
Yeah, VHS tapes.
Yeah.
I don't know how. That's the thing.
Well, now there's
the.
That's what I mean. So
now I would be able to do it. And I even had this.
Now I'm saying back then, like, how would you have efforted getting that product?
I don't know. That's probably why I never did
anything. Where do you start? Yeah. Right.
My idea also was I would sell a lifetime membership. And then when I was going out of business, sell all the tapes. And then I have the lifetime memberships. And I could then sell all my videotapes as I go out of business. Because I knew eventually you go out of business.
Okay, but then you can't keep lifetime memberships going if you're out of business.
Right, well, I'm saying though, but you sign up for a lifetime membership hoping for the best.
Right. And you're feeling like you squeezed a little extra out of them.
Yeah. I had a lot of business ideas that I didn't follow through with because they were just ideas like that. And I was a kid. Where was I going to get money for rent? And where am I getting videos from India? I had no game plan and no one was helping
me. Small business loan.
No one was willing to help. I'm just saying, I saw an opportunity there, just like I see at Metro Park. I love that it's specific to their audience.
The community, yep.
And I think it's all, like, there were Indian game shows, cricket, all these things that I had no idea even existed.
You didn't know cricket existed until Metro Park?
I didn't. No, I was aware the sport existed. Okay. I didn't know you could get a like DirecTV or whatever package.
Got it.
For that.
Yeah. Interesting.
I was always trying to be a businessman.
I wonder what they're doing about that now. Do they have like their own streaming service that they can get access to?
I would think so.
Yeah.
I would think everything's open now. You know what I mean? Everything's worldwide.
All he needs is the internet.
Whether you're Swedish and living in America or American living in India. All things
Australian.
Are now, yeah, everything is available to everybody.
Throw it out there. Yep. Yeah.
You could probably even get Mets and Yankees in foreign countries.
Oh, I'm sure you can.
And you probably don't get blacked out.
We've had a few callers from overseas over the years
that watched the Mets and Yankees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That were like transplanted New Yorkers or Americans that stay up with what's going on with the teams overseas, as they say.
Overseas. Yep. Yeah.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, yesterday, a squirrel got loose at the Yankee game, and it was out.
What's
I think
the
it was
critters this year.
Yes, you're right. Birds dying, possums in Oakland, a squirrel at Yankee Stadium. It was running along, I believe it was the right field fence or the wall.
Right.
And I see this. I'm watching the video of it this morning, and Paul O'Neill and Michael Kay are commenting, and they're showing it in slow motion. They're like, look at the people's faces because they were scared. And Paul O'Neill felt it odd that people were afraid of a squirrel.
I would agree.
You don't think it's scary to have a squirrel running by you? It's scared. It's in a Yankee Stadium
they
where it doesn't live.
Outdoors.
They don't live in the Yankee Stadium. It's
they
scared.
They live outdoors. Could be anywhere.
You can get bit by a squirrel.
Could be at Metro Park. Come on.
And then you get rabies.
How many times have you ever seen somebody or heard of somebody or witnessed a close call of somebody getting bit by a squirrel?
I will tell you this. I was reminded of this when I went to the middle school yesterday. There was a kid I went to middle school with named Paul Markman.
Okay.
And he had a scar on his forehead.
Uh-huh.
And we were told that he once tried to hit a squirrel with a stick.
Yeah, well,
the squirrel then ran up the stick and bit his forehead.
Well, good for the squirrel.
So that could happen at Yankee
Stadium.
Don't
be messing with the critters and the animals. Just leave them be.
So Yankee
it's
fans,
it's their environment.
Very scared.
What's to be scared of? Just leave it alone. It'd be fine.
I guess the fear is that it knows it shouldn't be there.
Does it though?
you don't think the squirrel's like, holy crap, there's 40,000 people here I shouldn't be here?
Wandered its way in. Should have just wandered its way right back out then.
I don't know how
it
got out.
It's not a flying squirrel. It didn't like parachute in.
It jumped from that wall though.
Okay, but I'm saying it entered the premises somewhere along the way.
Yeah.
And once you, I mean, it's a rather large building, it's loud, there's a lot of people, as you mentioned, so if it was really all that scared, I would have think it would have done a 180, turned around, and made a U-turn and get the heck out of there.
They have such small brains, they have no
idea.
Well,
there you go. So just leave it be.
They have no idea. Well, anyway, the Yankees were down 4-0 and came back, which was cool. Why did Gerrit Cole give up so many runs?
Because he was so great to start the year, and now all of a sudden he plays the Rays a couple times. Here come the Orioles. He's a frustrating guy at times.
Yeah. Well, they were there, but you're right. Aaron Judge came back, hit the blast.
Yeah. I mean, look, Cole's not going to be dominant every time out, but, you know.
Oh, this is what I wanted to ask you about. Yesterday in the Yankee game, DJ LeMahieu did a strange.
Yeah.
He bunted the ball right to the pitcher.
Yeah.
And then the runner got thrown out at home quite easily.
Right. So
what was going on with that?
I mean, it certainly seemed. Hey. I haven't gotten through all of Aaron Boone yet. I don't know if he was definitive about it, but it seemed like the implication was DJ made that call or move on his own.
Like, I'm going to bunt it right
to
the
pitcher. And of course, Boone, you know, have his fly. I didn't have a big problem with it. It's got his players back. Because once that happened, blood was in the water. Again, people were ready to just hang Boone out to dry. And
yeah.
Then Judge gets the team off the hook. So if you want to say Boone or LeMahieu or some combination of the two, Cole as well. And now all is forgotten.
All's forgotten kind because of. The Yankees win.
Yeah.
You get Judge hitting the home run, and then in extra innings, they walked somebody to get to Volpe.
Willie Calhoun, I believe.
Willie Calhoun,
yes.
Right. They walk Calhoun to get to Volpe, which is always the best. Then you come through when they intentionally walk someone to get to you.
Yep.
Hits the ball to dead center.
Sack fly,
game over.
There you go. Got the ice bath from Rizzo and Judge as he was talking to Meredith on Yes.
Oh, is that right?
Yep. She said, how's that ice feel? And he said, cold.
Cold. It is feeling cold. And then the Mets just looked like there was nothing going on there. They lost 7-2 out there in Chicago.
They also were down early.
Yes, very early.
4-0 as well.
Tylor McGill gave up a lot of runs. You give up a lot of runs, man.
I'm sure there was a reason from Buck, either pre or post game. I've not come across it yet. So remember yesterday, the guys did quite a bit on Alvarez, and he's the guy that's going to get optioned. And I gave all those stats about how he's been one of the best hitting catchers in the league for the last couple of weeks. So they come off an off day Monday. You want to tell me why Gary Sanchez has to catch last night and we don't get Alvarez in the game? They're both right-handed hitters. I'm like, okay, maybe Sanchez has great numbers off Drew Smyly, who pitched for the Cubs last night. I looked that up. I think he was like 0-2.
So
what
the
heck? What are we doing?
I don't know. No one asked him that.
He's going to get a day off in the series. I'm like, I'm sure there's some fakakta reason, but just play the kid.
Come on.
Andy Martino from SNY had a story out citing a veteran pitcher who basically said pitching staff's going to be very upset if he's sent down.
If Alvarez goes down,
And that
I did see that
he's been embraced in the clubhouse, love his attitude, work ethic, all positive stuff. So I just don't understand the Gary Sanchez. Fine, they brought him up because he had an opt-out. They don't want to lose him right now because Nito's got the dry eye situation and Narvaez hasn't come back yet.
Dry eye syndrome.
Yeah.
He still has dry eyes?
He's in a rehab assignment right now.
All these weeks later?
Or at least as of the other day, he was.
They're rehabbing his eyes. They're wetting them.
No, he's reacquainting himself to, you know, major league or professional pitching. In this case, minor league pitching.
He's
getting ready for major league pitching.
My eyes are wet again. Let's go see some major league pitching.
Yes, both from a catching standpoint and a hitting standpoint.
Oh, right, he's catching.
Yeah, two-sided.
Can't have dry eyes
and
catch and hit.
Let's get Alvarez in there, okay?
All right. I'm with you. Let's take a quick break here, CeeLo. When we come back, I've got some. I got a number of Jets-related items.
A number of Jets-related items. And there are some that are non-Aaron Rodgers related, or they're all Aaron Rodgers?
No, I do have. I have one, two, three non-Aaron
Rodgers. How many Aaron Rodgers items do you have?
I have one, two Aaron Rodgers items.
Six, oh, five
items.
Five Jet items.
Two of them have something to do with Aaron Rodgers. Three of them do not.
We better get to this break then.
It is going to be something else. When we come back, we'll do that. And then at the top of the hour, Gio will be here with Jerry Recco. But we're still in Vegas back Friday.
Must be nice.
Mm-hmm.